Welcome to Breathe Closet Tarot and Ethics course. Today we're going to touch on the different aspects of the tarot, what it is, how to read a little bit, and actually we're going to start with the beginnings of the major arcana cards. What is the tarot? It seems to be different from person to person, from reader to reader. I think it all depends on what you want the tarot to do for you. Is the tarot fortune telling? Is it advice? How can it help a person in their lives? I don't think there's any one answer to this because everyone has a different perspective on it. For me, on a personal note, tarot is about advice. I may see things that might relate to me when I draw a particular card. It's the symbolism that puts the story together for me. So in this case, I look at it as advice for the future. Keep in mind that the thoughts that I put forth here are my opinions, my thoughts. It doesn't necessarily work for everyone across the board. The way I look at it is like this. If you were to open up a comic book, each page has different cells. Each one of those cells has artwork. It's the symbolism that puts the story together. Put all those cells together and you have the story. In fact, you have the story with very little dialogue. The tarot kind of works that way. I'm hoping to explore all the different aspects of the tarot here. And as mentioned before, please realize that this is just my experience with the tarot. It might not be yours. Let's talk a little bit about the symbolism. When you see a symbol, it opens up a particular memory to you. For instance, what does a red heart mean to you? It might mean passion to you, or it might mean anger. It depends on what that color red speaks to you. Red is typically the color of passion, but have you ever heard this, the red with anger? So it's all about personal experience. What about a stop sign? If you were to look at a stop sign, it doesn't matter what the language is, you would understand what it meant. The way that we interpret these symbols has everything to do with our personal life experiences. So, when we interpret these symbols, there is no one way of doing this, is there? No one is absolutely right when it comes to the tarot. Let's talk a little bit about the basic structure of the tarot. For most people, or for most tarot decks, they're made up of two different sections. The major arcana, which are said to rule the more mundane things in life, and the major arcana, which are said to rule the more important things in life. The major arcana are a set of 22 illustrated cards. The major arcana consists of the Fool, the Magician, the High Priestess, the Empress, the Emperor, the Hierophant, Lovers, the Chariot, Strength, the Hermit, Wheel of Fortune, Justice, the Hanged Man, Death, Temperance, the Devil, the Tower, the Star, the Moon, the Sun, Judgment, and the World. They are numbered from 0 to 21. Some cards have typical numbers, as we are familiar with. Some cards also have Roman numerals on them. These 22 major arcana cards were a person's journey through life from birth until enlightenment or present day. Sometimes the major arcana cards are also called trumps. If you have a lot of major arcana cards in your reading, that might indicate that important things are afoot. The artwork in the major arcana cards are said to remind you of people in your lives, experiences, and places. The minor arcana cards consist of 56 cards separated into four suits of 14 cards each. You could see that this reminds you of typical playing cards. The major arcana contain four suits. Typically, these are pentacles, swords, cups, and wands. And each of these suits contains the numbers from 1 through 10, as well as an ace and a set of cards known as the court cards, jack, king, queen. It might be different in different decks. Spades became swords. Clubs became wands. Hearts became cups, and diamonds became pentacles. The tarot also evolved from typical playing decks. It incorporated a new court card called the page and then retitled the jack as the knight. The four suits of the major arcana can be associated with their elements, whereby wands represent fire or earth. The reason why I say this is, to me, wands come from a tree, and a tree sways in the air. So to me, wands represent air, but many decks, wands represents fire. So it's a personal association, or I should say it's a personal preference. It also has been said that the very basic of the tarot decks, which is the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, that Waite transposed fire and air so as not to give out the great mysteries. But again, this is all about personal preference. So backing this up again, wands could represent fire or air. Swords can represent air or fire. To me, swords represents fire because the sword is forged in fire. Cups represent water because cups look like a womb, the shape of a cup, and hold water. And pentacles represent the earth. The reason why pentacles represent earth, because at one time, our money system was based on gold and silver. Gold and silver are elements of the earth. Let's talk now a little bit about the different types of decks that are out there. I myself must own about 40 different decks, and each deck has its own special flavor, look, or appeal to me. I do have my favorites. That would be the Sacred Circle deck, the Gilded deck, and the Rider-Waite deck. And sometimes I also use the Tough deck. It really has to do with how the artwork appeals to you. There's an old fallacy that you can never use a deck that you bought, that deck had to be given to you as a gift. But if the symbolism is so important, the way that you interpret those symbols is utterly important, then how could that little fallacy really work? When you were starting out and learning how to work with the tarot, maybe learning how to choose your own tarot deck, it is important that you pick something that really resonates strongly with you and that you feel connected. The Rider-Waite-Smith deck is a good starting point, particularly in terms of helping you remember the symbolism of the cards. Different decks may incorporate small changes to numbering or titles as well as the different artwork. For instance, while the Justice card is more often the number 11, on occasions in some of our more popular modern decks, it is exchanged with the Strength card and placed as the number 8, and vice versa. Also, in some tarot decks, the names may have been changed to reflect the theme of the deck's artwork. In my deck, which is the Sacred Circle deck, the Fool card is called the Green Man, and the World card is called the World Tree. Again, you have to see what works for you. This ends our first lesson. I really do hope to hear from you soon. Please feel free to write me at Bernadette@BreedsCloset.com. Or visit my website, www.breedscloset.com. Also, if you're in the area, my shop, called Breed's Closet, is in Cornwall, New York. The store's phone number is 845-458-8726. Thank you, and it's been a pleasure to do this for you today.